Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's doing that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day today that she that these teachings just really help her to have a lot of clarity, to hear your Holy Spirit, and to walk in Him so that she can stay in your perfect will. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment and just how dangerous they can get, we finished up talking about dreams. I'll probably talk about it as things come up a little bit from time to time, but for the most part, moving on from that and just going back to the importance of hearing the Holy Spirit. Now, the best way to do this, because you really need to be careful just because of our sin nature and then that compiled with demons. Anytime that you are trying to hear the Holy Spirit and walk in the Holy Spirit, you want to be in a place that's very sober-minded, okay, and very practical, okay, because the Holy Spirit is very practical, okay. And just staying in a place of real lowliness will help protect you from things like pride and getting swept away in your own mind and deceptions and things like that. Because you do want to be careful whenever you're seeking after the Lord, especially trying to hear Him, just of getting into just a strange place that's not of the Lord spiritually. Just staying in a very practical, lowly place where you're just hearing the Holy Spirit and obeying Him. Okay, the best way to do this is just when you have talked about a little bit about this before, I just want to talk about it some more, is just day to day, okay, with small jobs that you do that are important, okay. So for example, if you have a job, you know, just humbling yourself and rather than just, you know, thinking it through on your own and thinking, okay, this is the way I should do it, or if you're, you know, a housewife or whatever, you got stuff, you just, whatever task you have to do, okay, that you need to do a good job on and, you know, has importance to you, okay, just humbling yourself and rather than just kind of stepping out and doing it in the way that you think you should, kind of being more in a submitted place of listening, okay, just listening, okay, and having that ear, okay, because we already went over that verse from Isaiah, okay, it says, this is the way, walk ye in it, and he'll be with you, okay, and you need to be asking to be filled with the Holy Spirit too, okay, on a regular, consistent basis. You always want to be asking to be filled with Him, okay, because the more filled you are with Him, the easier, and more, easier it is to hear Him, of course, and you'll have more clarity, okay, and that's from Scripture, the book of Luke. He says, how much more will the Father not give the Holy Spirit to you that ask for Him? Okay, so He'll give Him to you, okay? But just being in a very submitted place of, like, listening, okay? And just kind of having an ear. And when you do this, okay, you need to be aware, especially when it starts going good, you're going to have all types of attacks, okay? Because it's an important thing, and it's going to bear a lot of good fruit in your life, okay? So you're going to find yourself getting distracted and having fear, and there's going to be a lot of warfare around you, okay? But just start off in the place of just listening, okay? Listening to Him, okay? For Him. Okay, what should I do first? How should I approach this job? Okay? And it doesn't seem very spiritual, but what it does is it just will start to develop your ear to hear Him. And everything He does just reeks of eternity and, like, preaches. So you'll find that you'll do something this way. You know what I mean? He'll tell you, have you do something, like, he'll say, slow down, you know what I mean? And, you know, take your time and do this. And you'll find out, okay, He's teaching, He's crucifying your flesh. Okay. And you'll find it's hard to obey Him. Okay, you'll see it's difficult to do it that way. You'll see that it has, like, spiritual fruit to it. Okay, and just little things like that, as you practice, okay, listening to Him, you'll start to develop an ear to hear him and understand his character more and recognize him more, okay? And you want to do that on a regular, consistent basis, a daily basis, okay? Because then long term, you'll hear him more and you'll recognize him more when it really matters, okay? You don't ever want to get into a place of thinking that you'll have it when the time comes. It's not how he works, okay? He works in slow increments, day by day, walking with you, okay? I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she just takes some leaps of faith and really goes after you and starts to open her heart to really having a close and intimate and a powerful relationship with you. Ask all these prayers you've always sent in Jesus' name. Amen.